Okay, so Richard kind of said that it'll take questions.
Yes.
Can I ask, when you were asked to put the book together, were there anything specific that you were asked to draw out that would be different from any other books that have been written on the historical life of the Buddha?
No, because the publishers, actually the person who commissioned me was in fact a Buddhist, but he was working as a freelance commissioning editor for the publisher. I think he, like everyone else, assumed that there were lots of biographies of the Buddha. And I did as well. Because if you go into a bookshop, there are lots of books that say, Buddha, 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 the Buddha. I've called my Gotama Buddha. But there's nothing, actually, that's really that thorough. So it was initially commissioned within a series called Great Lives. So that immediately, you know, you can't tell a legendary version or a fictional version of someone's life if it's going to sit alongside Gandhi, which is another one of them, or Martin Luther King. So I thought, no, I will try and take as historical a point of view as I can. And then I realised that there was a gap that no one had filled, and it was actually quite a big one, and quite an important one, I think.
Thank you.
Yeah. That man there.